flip this.
Okay, we're ready to go?
Yep.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 1:02 p.m. on June 29th, 2021. All three county commissioners are assembled in the conference room, BCC conference room, and which is great. Good to see everybody in person again.
Right.
Nice. Thank you, Madam Governor, for allowing us to meet in person.
Well, I hope this doesn't turn out to be a super spreader event, but go ahead.
It could be. Anyway, we're in here assembled for general discussion. First one we want to talk about today is the Illinois Valley Airport Suppression Pond. We have some time limitations on this, some time constraints, so I wish that we can have a discussion on this. We've got some references. We've got some communication from Cameron Camp, who's the IV chair of the IV Airport Advisory Board, and from Jason Davis also has given us a cost estimate and whatnot. So, Jason, you want to kick this off? And then I know we have Corley McFarland on board, who is with Precision Approach Engineering, and he's been with this since the very beginning. So either one of you can sure pipe
that's
up.
A lot of money.
By the way, yeah. We are no longer YouTubing. We're not going to use YouTube. We're going to go back to pre-YouTube when we put a dime in the phone and then dial the thing. But we're going to go back to recording all of our messages, and they will go direct to our website. So if you wish to see what went on at this meeting or any meeting from here in the future, it'll go to our website, and that's where we will be from now on, so that we can speak freely without YouTube censoring us or making an attempt to censor Board of County Commissioners or people that step up to the mic. Okay, I don't know if we need to have a disclosure before public comment. We may be able to talk to legal about that. If there's,
for Wednesday.
There needs to be a disclosure before public comment that we are not verifying or endorsing or whatever any of the comment. Let's talk to Wally about that.
That's their comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Illinois Valley Fire Suppression. Start us off, Jason. You're muted, I think, or we've muted you. Hold on.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So we have some interesting developments with this. This thing has been ever-changing over the course of the last 2.5 years. And of course, when we originally went after the Business Oregon grant for this project, the build cost was significantly lower than it is now. And I'm sure everybody at this point is very aware of the rising costs of building materials and basically everything. So Corley kind of went over a bunch of stuff with me over the course of the last couple of weeks about the newest numbers. We're kind of hesitant to put a number on it because it keeps changing, it keeps going up. So I have Corley's with me today just in case you guys have any questions for him, but we were kind of racking our brains together yesterday, and we came up with kind of an updated cost. And it's about $250,000 to $275,000 more than we were basing everything on even a couple weeks ago. That puts the cost at just over $1 million for this project, which means that it's going to take $440,000 to cover the cost of the project at this point.
Is there a contingency in that? Is it got a 10% contingency, 15, 20?
Yeah.
How much?
10. Right, Corley? 10%? Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, if somebody run through all the numbers, how much it's going to cost the general fund.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just give us a rundown. You know, I'm noticing on Corley's paper here, the grant and economic development money at $564,000. So that's what we have in grants available towards this project, Corley?
That is the money that we have currently towards this project.
Okay.
So $440,000 is what we have.
Time limit on that money, that we can use that within what time frame?
Well, $150,000 of that goes away basically tomorrow. Tomorrow is the deadline for the core grant. Available for that money.
Okay.
We either have to accept it or not.
Okay, I'll make a statement here rather than a question, but the original cost of that fire suppression pond was $400,000 because we were a buck and a half short when I took office 4 years ago. And now we're $564,000. We've got that amount in there, but this is like saving up for a down payment on your house. You're never going to catch it. So you either say, we're going to commit to putting this project in, or we're going to turn all of this money back in by tomorrow. Gentlemen.
Yep. So let me add. I believe, I'm trying to verify with our finance director, that this qualifies for the COVID money. Because it was delayed by COVID, the project was delayed, and it's an economic development piece, not to mention a fire suppression piece in my mind.
And infrastructure.
Right, and infrastructure. And so we could pull this right out of that $17 million. That's a big chunk, and we didn't get a recommendation from the committee. But I think it's legal.
But I think... thinking along that line, which I like that line of thinking, just we haven't made a decision, but I think along that line, this also qualifies my own personal benchmark or brand or whatever, that I can reach out and touch that 15 years from now. I can go out and say, well, what'd you spend that $17 million on? And it's not, gee, it's PPE that we wadded up and threw in an ash can at the end of the day, or anything else. It is absolutely something tangible that will help our county move forward. I think it adds value to the Illinois Valley Airport from the standpoint of maybe it will entice, you know, I think Cameron Camp's letter, the board is enthusiastic in providing a match fund. This isn't just another request, but finishes a foundation for building the next generation of airport activities, which result directly in revenue for the county in the coming decades. So to be funding during this very narrow match window, which will unlikely happen again. It hasn't happened since the original industrial park construction, has never resulted in revenue to the county. This could make that happen. Makes pretty good sense to me if it can be come out of that, you know, knit into that.
Yeah. The ARPA
$1 million, though. I looked at that project. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I mean, I've had a general contractor's license commercial. I can build a skyscraper in this state. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see $1 million out there. I'm sorry.
One of the things that $1 million is going to have to do is, number one, it's going to have to take everything that they have spent money on so far, save drilling the wells and right. putting the pumps in. But that whole pond is going to have to come out. The liner's got to come out. The pipes have got to come out. Everything's got to come out and start all over again. Because why? We didn't do something about this 5 years ago when it was all fresh.
I know.
It's been sitting out there UV'd from now on.
It's just $1 million.
Yes,
it's still
is.
A lot of money.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And if we let this deadline pass, we still need this infrastructure. And so the discussion will go on. And maybe we're catching bubble pricing right now, I don't know. But there could be some more funds available to combine with this when they have the infrastructure bill come out. And fire suppression gets a little more traction from the state. And so there's a chance to refund it, but it's probably going to be the same amount.
That's what I mean. It's like saving up for a down payment on your house. While you were saving that down payment, the house went up twice that. So you really didn't do any good. So I, you know, but I'm looking at it from the standpoint, if we sign the paper, we're basically locking it in at 440, Corley?
He's muted. Unmuting.
Muted, buddy.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Yeah. So as Jason mentioned, the total cost. Yeah, you're locking it in at the 440.
Okay, because I don't want to come back in 2 years and find it's $880 now. I don't know how you could possibly, you know, make that prediction unless you're a lot better at this than I am.
I know, right?
So, well, what do you think, gentlemen?
Okay, the biggest advantages to me is we secured the water right, so that helped a huge amount moving this forward. as far as this moment in time, I'm not blaming the airport department. I know we've been talking about this for months and almost years. And so it's kind of our self-imposed deadline because we let it sneak up on us like this. But I'm a hair nervous. Isn't there a way of recalculating? Now that we've secured the water right, is there a way of revamping what we did to where it wasn't $1 million for
$1 million? You know, I just got a quote on a 60 horsepower pump for the district. It was only like $70,000. And 70, that's a big pump. That pump's 6,000 gallons a minute. And I'm just, $1 million is a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Well, this thing had to start all over again because of the water right. And number one, when the original, when I came on board 4 years ago, they were thinking about pumping out of those wells out there at 4 gallons
a minute. Oh, no, that's not going
to
work.
And you couldn't afford to keep the pond full. And there's no way you were going to be able to afford to keep that done.
I mean, I could dig that pond with our company excavator in an afternoon. So it's $1 million. It's a lot of money.
But if we commit to doing the $1 million, doesn't mean that we have to spend the $1 million.
True.
Is there any way that we, Corley, I'm going to be real cynical here. I'm looking at a bus shelter outside here that the city spent $155,000 on engineering out of an organization in Eugene because it was the only one certified by the state to do bus shelters on a pre-engineered bus shelter that came out of Minnesota. They left the factory pre-engineered for wind in Oklahoma City or anywhere else in America, but that wasn't good enough for us, and we spent $1.55 on that, which I thought was a little over the top. And this is a pond, and what's your thoughts? I don't want to cut yourself short, but I need your thoughts on it as an engineer.
So at this point, I mean, recognize these are order of magnitude costs, right? The project has not been bid, and so we definitely tried to make sure that we had enough money in the budget. Jason and I have talked about the project, and I mean, we've talked about some potential cost savings measures. It really just comes down to if the project moves forward, then we would explore those further. Right now, you're looking at costs that include a prefabricated pump skid. And when this project started in 2018, the price we were quoted, that was the most cost-effective way to go. As Jason mentioned, a big part of the recent increase was getting an updated quote from the pump skid manufacturer. This is a drop-in pump skid. And that cost has more than doubled. And so I think we would definitely want to step back and look at some different options to build this system in place and see if there's some cost savings. I think also as you discuss, right, you kind of talk about what the industrial park may look like down the road. We picked a 1,250 gallon per minute pump, but depending on, right, everybody's crystal ball and what is going to build there, there may be an opportunity to downsize that pump, as well as the diesel backup pump that's required by the National Fire Protection Agency.
Do we have enough piping for 1,750 gallons a minute? I can't imagine that being a 4-inch pipe or a 6-inch pipe.
That's how much pressure.
That, if memory serves correctly, the fire suppression line that is in there now that we would test as part of this project, but we are assuming, one of our assumptions is that that line is still good, is a 6-inch line.
Okay. And how far down the runway does that particular pipe go? Because we have some hydrants out there, I think. How far down does that go? In other words, does that give us 375 feet of industrial park, or does it give us 500 feet of industrial park? And if we add on to that 6, do we have to go back and make it bigger, make it 8 to there, and then 6 from there on?
So the existing line right now is a loop around the industrial park. So that would serve the industrial parcels off of the roadway, off Penninger Loop, and then would also have some access right to the hangar development immediately to the east.
Okay, I'd like to, I don't think I've ever seen a footprint of that grid that is involved with what is would be the proposed industrial park.
Yeah, I drove it a couple weeks ago.
Did you? Okay.
But this system will not feed the smoke jumper base.
No, it doesn't go to that side.
No, it doesn't go to that
it's
side.
It's all on the other side of the runway.
And you know, I look at this from my background in irrigation districts and pumps and all that stuff. $1 million. Well, I wish I had $1 million for the Fort Benoit Irrigation District. I mean, there's nobody in that industrial park right now. What would be wrong with fixing the pond, putting a pump in there that you have to manually turn on so you'll have dry hydrants? But when the fire department gets there, and we will give them a key, they can turn them on and make them wet. I mean, those are some of the kind. Cause I'm telling you, $1 million for what I seen out there. I didn't see it. Sorry, guys.
Well, you may be onto something there, Commissioner. That it is. It's not. At some point in time, when it becomes a revenue stream and we need to keep it charged because we have patrons,
right?
Then we change the pump into something that is on board, pressured all the time.
It's called on demand, yeah.
But right now, you would be able to say, okay, just like you say, you got a pump house, you go in and flip the switch on, and away you go. As far as a diesel backup generator, that needs to be done for fire suppression for wildland fire?
I think that's just to meet the grant requirements. Yeah.
No, it's really the NFPA, so National Fire Protection Act, when you are not on a municipal system, you have to have your primary pump, which in this case would be electric, and then we would have a diesel backup pump. But I like what I'm hearing. I mean, I think there are some creative solutions that are scalable as buildings come online that need the fire suppression. I think some of that would require some discussions with the authority having jurisdiction, but to date, the approach we've been tasked with is providing the full-blown, robust code meeting system with the backups.
For an industrial park with no buildings.
Okay, but what I would like to see happen, and just maybe this is something, Corley, tell me if this can happen. That we put in our budget the 440 to complete that. With that and make sure we go get with, so we say yes we can, because we always repeal it later. If we find we can't meet with what their requirements are to do something similar to what you're talking about, Commissioner, then we always pull it anyway, correct? Corley?
Pull the whole project?
Yes. Or no?
So
I think we want to go on with the project, but we need it tweaked a little bit to where it meets our most immediate needs with planning for the future. Once we start getting, you know, we need the pond in place, get the irrigation ditch wound through the pond so we have water to work with. But the way we deliver it to the grid is what's a linchpin. Find out what their requirement is to deliver to the grid to make this thing meet the requirements for the ruling you just stated. And then we'll go from there. Does that sound okay? Can you do that this afternoon so we have something?
And you know, back to those dry hydrants, I don't see why we need a backup generator. That's just something to that's just something else to maintenance, and if you don't maintain it, when you have a fire, it won't start, the battery is dead, whatever. Why don't we design a system that if the electricity goes out, the fire department can take a type 1 engine and just bypass the pump and charge the entire system? Why can't we get creative and do something like that?
Put a spigot for them to tie
right
into.
Well, they just bypass the pump, they throw their suction line in, and they tie into the system, and boom, here we go. So, I mean, those are things that we can get creative in doing, but $1 million is a lot of money for a fire suppression system with no clients in the industrial park.
Our commitment is to, number one, getting the project done, and our commitment at this point is 440. But if we don't need to spend that 440, we don't have to. We're going to get the 564. If we can do something that meets the 564's requirement, and we're not into the 440, or we're maybe into it 100,000 instead of 440,000, that's where I want to go. Does that make sense, Corley? By getting a little bit creative, yeah, and still see if we can check all the boxes, like as Herman says, you know, maybe put a spigot out there so that a fire truck from Rural Metro or from
Illinois Valley,
the Illinois Valley Fire District, they can come down and pump into that, and we're away we go. God,
you could buy a truck.
You can buy
a
truck.
And I think a lot of that discussion will come down. A lot of the code gives the authority having jurisdiction the power to make those decisions. So I think that's the right way to start discussions with the IV Fire Department.
Yep, I agree. I think the first thing we need to do is, we're only transferring what, a half, what, 1/10 of a cubic foot per second? Isn't that our water right? Something like that. It's about 25 gallons a minute. Well, the first thing I ought to do is we ought to start filling a pond.
Well, yeah, but the pond's going to come in and go out. So in other words,
gravity,
if
right?
we're using more than that because of a fire, it doesn't matter. It's not like the ditch shuts off.
No, no.
Because the ditch is going to flow through it, whatever.
Well, it's
it
only
is.
25 gallons a minute. That's not much.
That we have a water right to. But that water right is only 1/10 of 1% of what's flowing in that ditch.
No, no, no. There's less than a half a cubic feet per second. So that's all that's in that ditch. It's only a half a cubic feet per second.
Hmm. That's why we need the pond.
Yeah, that's why we need the pond.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pond is what provides the capacity to make this work, right? And that's all driven by building size. At this point, we have to estimate building sizes until construction.
Okay.
Isn't that 130,000 gallons, that pond?
110?
Closer to 180,000.
You got 180,000? You got a calculator at hand? How long does it take to fill that pond at 25 gallons a minute?
Put it in the form of a question, Corley. This is like Jeopardy.
This goes back to my water handling class I teach with the Forest Service.
Water formula.
While he's doing that, I wanted to run a couple more things by you guys.
Yes, go ahead.
Corley can speak to this as well, not intentionally, but the cost for the runway rehab has also gone up slightly. And there's a chance that we will have to pay 10% match of the increase, not the whole project, but just the increase. It'd probably be a maximum of $25,000. The economic development money in this $564,000, it is actually $164,000. And we'd have to, that's what that money was originally earmarked for the runway project at Illinois Valley. The other part is that if we don't do this, if we don't do the fire suppression pond with these grants, then we still owe Corley or Precision Approach Engineering their money for all of their very hard work they've done so far on the project. Just keep that in mind as well.
Okay, well, we've got another meeting that's scheduled for 1:30, so we're going to have to draw this thing to a close.
Yep.
Corley, did you come up with a number?
5 days.
Takes 5 days to fill that pond.
Big deal.
Yeah.
5 days and we
well, when you're drafting out of it, that's called recharging. It is a big deal.
And it's still charging. It's still, but that's 180,000 gallons we don't have.
Well, that's right. But it's it's a short term.
But a short term is all it needs to put the fire out if you get on it rather than let it burn.
Dan, it's all mathematical.
What do you want to do here, gentlemen?
I want to explore some other options.
Yeah, and if you guys don't think we can explore other options in this afternoon, then I guess we'd be in a position of no and say let's reapply, and there's going to be new buckets to apply to, and then we'd have some time to work through those options as discussed. Because I'm a little uncomfortable with that. This amount for the bang for the buck doesn't seem to be there.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
The Business Oregon grant, I know Corley can speak to this as well. The Business Oregon grant had it so that we had to finish it according to plans. So maybe we don't go this route. Maybe we start over and look at different avenues, different grants.
Yeah, and well, Business Oregon is a revolving door. They have new grants coming tomorrow.
Right. And I think we would gain some credibility with Business Oregon if we said, you know, this thing's gotten completely out of proportion from what we first started, and so we're going to give the money back with the caveat that, hey, we'll be back to see you in the future when we're in a little bit better situation to be able to answer the grant. I think we'd get some traction with them, and we'd probably get some brownie points. They don't want that money to sit there. They want to move that through. So if we give it back to them and say, well, we'll pick you up later on a different deal, then we write what we want to do out there at that pond and go from there through Corley. That make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you for all your hard work on this, Corley.
So,
and Jason. Do you want to hear a motion?
So at this point, we're not...
I missed that.
What'd you say?
The clarity's
go ahead. I think you guys were voting.
Well, we were talking about we need a motion and a vote.
Just so they have clear direction.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I would entertain a motion to turn this project down as long as tomorrow's a deadline. I don't think we can come up with anything by tomorrow. Turn the money down for Business Oregon, and I don't know what the other grant was, but with, you know, send it back with our best regards that we are not prepared to catch up with inflation at this point in time, but we will be back for another ask in the not too distant future when it's maybe a little bit closer to what we can afford.
And explore some other options.
Yeah, I'd make that motion then that you guys just suggested.
I'll second it.
Any further comments?
Again, thank you so much for the hard work. What a weird year. And if we restart this thing, I think we have a better chance of success for less money.
Yep.
If this is an example of inflation to come.
Please call the roll.
80 part of the door.
Commissioner Fowler.
Yes.
Commissioner Barrett.
Yes.
Commissioner DeYoung.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. With that, we are going to be adjourned. We're not adjourned. We're just going to end the meeting on general discussion. Then we're going to open it up. Any additional subject or matters from commissioners?
Nope.
Okay. I will have one at the end of legal counsel update. So with that, we're adjourned at 1:30.
God, right on time.
You want to stop and restart, Trish?
Yeah, I have to go.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and stop this.